Sierra.
And Judy.
And we're back at it again with another episode.
Of?
Love That For You.
You gotta say the name.
Well, of course, we're Love That For You. Obviously, we're Love That For You. Well,
we're gonna say it every time.
Okay, we're Love That For You. Hitting you with another fun episode. We have prepared and not prepared for a lot of fun stuff today. We're just kind of going where the wind blows us, if you will. We have semi-directions of where we want to go, so it'll be a fun podcast. I'm ready to dive the fuck into it. I don't know. Do I have to read the disclaimer every time? Like, should I let people know?
No,
hey,
no.
Just let you know.
No.
Like, you should know.
There's a little E next to it.
I feel like you
on
should
Spotify
learn.
Spotify and Apple.
Look
and stuff,
with your
so.
Eyes if you cannot see.
Look with your eyes.
Feel
look with your
feel,
face.
Feel with your heart. Look with your eyes. Feel with your face.
I don't even know.
Listen. Okay. Listen with your eyes.
Well, what? For a minute, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Listen with your eyes.
Listen with your eyes. Well, let's just dive right in. What was your high for the week?
So I'm single. I'm super jazzed for Halloween coming up this year. I'm so about it.
So you can only be excited about Halloween if you're single?
No, it's just, this is the sheer little joy that I have left in life to enjoy. I don't have a boyfriend or anyone to spend it with, so it is no shave fall for me at this point.
Just the whole 3 months.
Just dead ass winter. I will have my own leg warmers. We'll have to worry about
no
shaving.
Ascots for you.
Nope.
That's what an ascot is, correct?
Ascot is what goes around. Did you not watch Scooby-Doo and not learn anything from Fred?
No, that's not it at all. So the first time, I think it was a YouTube video. Of course, everything goes back to YouTube. Mm-hmm. There was like a YouTube video. You know that? I don't know if you've ever seen them. I'm going to show you later because they're great. But do you know the videos where like the Barbie... They make her, like, real-life problems. Okay, well, anyways.
I don't
one of the times
so.
She's, like, in love. Oh, no! It was Toy Story 3 when she met Ken. And she was like, nice ascots.
Well, yeah. I remember watching Toy Story 3. She was talking about his ascot. Wearing... It's the
oh, so it has nothing to do with
sure,
your leg
warmer. Sure doesn't.
You could have
sure
just
doesn't.
Stopped me there, but that's
no,
fine.
No, I wanted to... Fall
where
down.
I was going. Great.
I wanted to fall down the rabbit hole with you.
We went down.
Alice
sure
Wonderland
did.
Style.
Okay, so anyway, sorry. What was your high?
So I found on Target's website, thank you, Target. They are our holy place.
They are our holy place. We mm-hmm. never walk out of there with like $30 or no, it just doesn't happen.
Not really. But yeah, so I found some Halloween stuff and online, I also was able to find the ghost mug that I've been seeing everywhere. I'm all about ghost stuff this year. I have found a lot of really cute pillows, and I found a really cool sign that that looks like a ghost that I had leftover Halloween lights that flicker on and then turn off.
I love that thing.
In my Halloween, yeah, in my
love that
in
thing.
my ghost little thing.
Do you remember when we were walking through Home Goods and we walked in and that was literally the first thing on the shelf?
It's the first thing I saw and I was like beamed to it. I was like, it's the only one, I'm taking it home.
You talk about not being in love right now, but I think
with
you might be.
Objects? Well, I'm not in love or have a boyfriend. That's for a later topic that we want to bring up. love is kind of in the air.
It's hit or miss.
It depends on who you're asking at the point. For me, it's my love of Halloween and fall.
I love fall.
It's my favorite time of the year.
I want to have a fall wedding.
It is the most wonderful time of the year, in my opinion.
The leaves, the colors, the magic.
Okay, it's Oregon fall, though. My heart desires to go to New York when it's fall. That is
don't even
just
get me started.
Ah, chef's kiss. That's all I want.
I think that's when I went to New York, was in the fall. Sounds like a song.
I'm thinking maybe my second marriage.
Oh.
I'll have a fall wedding in New York. First wedding, I think, will be Hawaii first. But I don't know. I'm still playing around with my second, third slots.
Well, a destination wedding. For both?
Maybe. What's Oregon have to offer at this point?
The Victorian Bell House.
What?
Have you never been there?
No.
Oh, Christmas is coming. I'll take you. It's in North Portland, which... Sorry. But the Victorian Bell House, it's this incredibly beautiful old Victorian Bell House, and they have, like, a whole bunch of different stories. During Christmas, they dress it up as different themed rooms. It's really nice.
Is Halloween in play or something?
I don't think Halloween is in play. Sorry about that. We'll get right on it. They're still doing weddings and stuff. But it's just, they have, like, this, pathway that leads down into this lit up gazebo. There's something about a gazebo that I just love, but
bitches love a good gazebo.
Victorian Bell House. It's incredibly expensive.
Yeah, oh, but sure it is.
I'm an only child. As a daughter, I'm the only daughter. I'm the only daughter in my family, so they'll only have to pay for one wedding, so I should probably make it really good.
So here's the thing. I know that I won't have the financial supports of my parents to do that, which is fine. That's not how they did theirs either, so they had to pay for it. So, I mean, here's the thing. I don't have a lot of friends that I would probably include on this. I would keep it a very small. I was, like, this close, just shy, very close to, like, just, like, let's go to the town's, like, city hall. Let's get eloped there. But I feel like a destination impromptu wedding, either in Hawaii or something small in Central Park, and
it's not a big place. It's a pretty, like, intimate space.
What is?
The Victorian Bell House. You just get to use the whole house, and then you use the outdoor garden if you want.
Maybe that'll be my last marriage from love.
Oh, sorry. We'll see. The one that you actually stay in.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Oregon.
Plans always change.
Oh, dear. But
fall is definitely my time of the year. I love summer. I'm really sad to see summer go, but
have you even talked about what you found at Target?
My mug.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're wrapping back into that.
No, I know. I found... We literally went on a tangent about my...
I know. I didn't turn into all like weddings.
All of my ghost stuff. So, but I mean, like, yeah. Ghost stuff is my season. Your high for the week?
My high was actually putting together... It's real adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting together a budget. But I know. I see it on the list. It was my high just because, like, it's something that I really needed in my life.
Adulting sucks.
Adulting does suck. But, like, we did it. You, me, our friend Dryden. It was so much fun because... It was with people who made it not be awful. Plus, they have a swing set attached to the house that we got to utilize, so...
That was a really great time.
I was jazzed about that, but... Yeah. It's exciting to know my life is being put together, finally.
I'm excited for your life to be put together. Maybe I can then follow along in your footsteps someday.
Oh, sure. Let me be the example.
Yes, please. Lead by example.
No. You want to do your low?
You know, here's the thing. I have a very rough relationship with money, and so budgeting for me has always been kind of my weak point. So it's not a completely low, but it's
like
it's
a medium.
Not, it's a medium, yeah. I think that, you know, for me, I just need to be better at being an adult, and I feel like I get a lot of pressure from my folks on what stability looks like, and so I want to make sure that I'm not living with those anxieties, but at the same time just, you know, doing myself proud, trying to get myself to where I should feel like I should be.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's okay. No, I understand that. Well, I'm not going to dive into it because it's weird and strangely personal. This is our second episode, but my load.
Your load.
I just did a load of laundry, so that's where I'm at. My low is just currently relationship limbo and where I'm at with that. Being in a two-year relationship, being 33 and, like, not having next steps is kind of a odd situation. So, just having a little dip this week. But, also, went to Trader Joe's.
A.
Don't say A yet. I'm not pleased.
Tracked A.
Talked to Trevor. I know, because he had a name tag. Said Trevor. Told me they were out of egg whites. Want to know why? Do you want to know why?
Of course I want to know
This
why.
Guy says they're out of egg whites because there's a TikTok fad going on right now involving them. And they've been sold out for days.
So what's this TikTok trend?
I'm not sure. I was
how
actually,
can we get on it?
I was actually hoping that you would know because of your love for TikTok. When he told me that, I was like, first of all, too much information, Trevor. Second of all, TikTok is the reason I can't get egg whites. So you know what I did?
I'm sorry.
I bought no eggs. I bought no eggs for the week.
I mean, to be fair, TikTok is the reason why I can't try this new product.
What product?
It's a makeup balm, like dissolves your makeup in, like, 30 seconds flat.
What do you mean? Like, it, like, washes it away?
Like, it melts instantly.
Who makes that?
June 10 or whatever it is. June it's, like, 15 10. Bucks.
Why does that sound so familiar?
I'll send you the link on
it. What else do they do?
I don't know. Literally, all I know is that all of, like, these high-end makeup, like, beauty gurus, like Manny Amue and all these different people are, like, obsessed with this product, and it's only 15 bucks. And so I was like, the hell.
Dude, I still haven't tried the eyeliner pencil. I actually don't know where it is.
So you gave it to me,
and then I lost it abruptly. So if we could look for that later, that actually would be great. You tried it. How did it. Is that what's going on right now? Is that the stamp?
No.
Oh.
This is me, just freehanding it.
Never been more jealous.
It took me years of tears and struggle of trying to get to where I'm at right now, so it's fine.
Can't do that. My time has passed.
I gave one to my 12-year-old. Yes. I found the eyeliner. Just
sure
didn't
did.
Look.
It's called Eye Method Beauty. It's a smudge-proof, long-lasting, waterproof, which is important if you cry a lot, winged eyeliner stamp.
So, I gotta say, someone who used to work in the beauty industry, half of that's false. The whole idea of it being waterproof is not necessarily true. We can test it. However, I was able to lick my thumb and wipe it off of my 12-and-a-half-year-old next-door neighbor on her finger. She had it on her top of her hand as a tester. And I was like, all right, let me take a look and see. She didn't care.
That's funny.
I've known her since she was a year and a half. So at this point, she's at that point where she's like, Cece, can you teach me how to use eyeliner? She's trying so hard to like.
She calls you Cece?
She calls me Cece.
I ask why she has a nickname for you, but I don't?
Why, you don't have a nickname for me?
Yeah.
I've always been called Cece.
You've never shared this piece of information with me.
My nickname is Cece amongst some of my other not closer friends. I'm sorry, childhood friends. I'm sorry.
You can put the eyeliner on right now and try it.
I'm sorry. You can call me Cece.
No, I don't want to call you Cece. I want something special. But, like, I didn't even know that Cece was a thing. Like, Cece is, like, the pizza place?
No, I'm S-I-S-I.
That's Sci-Sci.
Well, I call it Cece.
Sure. Well, Siri calls you Ciara, so.
I'm fucked up on so many levels. I don't even know how to help
you. I'll call you Ara.
I don't know how I feel about that.
We can test him out.
Cool. But yeah, no, my 12-and-a-half-year-old next-door neighbor is super jazzed about learning how to use makeup and wants to have me teach her, and so I got to show her how to use that stamp. She's trying so hard to, like, freehand her eyeliner, and I'm like, bless your heart.
Honestly, though, bless her heart.
So, yeah, I got that stamp. I gave one to my mom. I gave one to you. I have one for me. I'm debating whether or not if I want it or not, or if I wanted to give it to my adopted sister.
To your brother. Who knows?
This is to my brother, my cousin.
Maybe.
But anyway, yeah. I don't even know how we got on this tangent. Oh, your egg whites.
Yeah.
TikTok trends.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up later.
I would love to look up that. I want to try... Oh, but damn, you're gluten-free now. They have this ramen hack that looks so fucking good.
What?
Yeah. It's like you add cheese and it's like garlic and stuff like that, and you add your noodles to it. It looks hella delicious.
Cheese. Noodles.
Things you can't have. Bread. Which is sad.
Love.
R.I.P., man. R.I.P.
Honestly, though.
Do we want to jump into self-care? Since we did not do that last time. R.I.P.
We did worst. Some self-care last.
Sure did not.
That's because we didn't care about ourselves last week.
Sure didn't.
So
sure didn't.
Just flying by that.
Yeah,
go for it. The first one is yours.
First and the last one is mine.
So I put sleep. I like that you must have added that recently.
I sure did.
Self-care is just daily routine, Sierra. It's not.
I'm trying to strive for the basics.
No, here. I understand. I have a shitty sleep schedule.
Well, here's the thing. So I have anxiety, really bad anxiety. I'm an overthinker. So I get excited and I stop breathing. Like, it's a real thing. I've had a lot of my, like, people who guide me through life, like managers and stuff like that, have been like, hey, have you taken a moment to breathe? And I'm like, what's breathing? Like, have you exhaled in a while? Sure haven't. Sure haven't. I literally stopped breathing to make this happen. So I have breathe on my right inner forearm, which is great. It is a reminder to breathe. It's a reminder for me to kind of like stop and let things go for a moment. Because I get so caught up in kind of the small day-by-day stuff that I forget that I need to breathe and just take a moment to pause. I do have to tell you, though, I don't think I've told many people, but it was a coin toss between breathe and good enough.
I thought, for your tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
For my tattoo, that was something like, I actually thought about. For my tattoo, I thought about getting good enough, but then I thought, would that just make my parents sad if they saw that I had to get a tattoo that says good enough?
I mean, my mother said that I was worshiping Satan after I got my first tattoo.
Well, clearly.
Well, I did get it at, like, 16.
If Satan looks like Tom Ellis from Lucifer, I have no problems.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I will gladly follow the leader on that one.
It's funny because, like, you and me know about Miranda. If you guys don't know about Miranda, you should check it out because you're missing out. And honestly, your life is less without that show in it. Just saying. Being truthful.
IMDb, I think, has it right now for free with ads. Fuck ads. But I still love my Miranda. I love Tom Ellis.
But he's him and Lucifer, he takes off his shirt a lot. So if you're a Tom Ellis fan, like... Just saying, it's a good show for you.
If you like attractive, tall, dark, bearded men, just...
That have an accent.
Have an accent. I actually was rewatching Doctor Who.
Oh,
and
which one?
Well, I'm an HBO Max.
But who are you rewatching?
Well, I started with...
David Tennant will always be my love.
Isn't he four? Is he Doctor Four?
He's either three or four.
I started with the guy before David Tennant. So now
I don't know anyone before or after David Tennant.
I know, so David Tennant, is who I'm on right now.
Okay.
I think I'm slowly getting closer to Matt Smith, who is...
Oh, Matt Smith! Okay.
Yeah.
We're in, like, good places now.
So in the season of David Tennant, Tom Ellis was in an episode, and I was like, hi!
It's me!
It's me, your favorite!
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, anyway. Breathing, yep. That is something that I'm working on doing. So just remember to take a moment to breathe. If you have the Fitbit app, there is a breathing guide that you can do. We're both Fitbit people.
It's funny that you're talking about that because mine was mindfulness. Yeah. And I literally put in there Fitbit app. Because the self-guided meditation in the Fitbit app is absolutely amazing. There's this one, 6 minutes. I don't know who's narrating it, but this guy's voice is really calming. He's got to be, like, in his 40s.
So if you buy a Fitbit from Costco, or I think if you buy a Fitbit Sense, we both have the Sense.
I think you're still getting the 6 months of premium.
Yeah.
Even still, without the premium, you still have access to the mindfulness apps. It's just not as much.
Yeah, but I think that that's such a great deal. I mean, even for $9.99 a month for that.
I know.
I love it.
We could get, like, a couple's account and share it. That's, like, everything in my life.
Yeah. And then, yeah. I mean, we play Fitbit Bingo all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, there's that. But, yeah.
Sierra plays Fitbit Bingo. Judy just, like, gets destroyed. I know. You only have, like, a couple hours left. I don't have anything else more to contribute.
I'm so sorry.
Even though I walked up and down the stairs, like, 7 times to do my laundry today.
I feel like I had a lot of anxiety today. Like, so maybe he'll
You didn't have enough active points, or did you?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm sinking right now.
We'll see. While you're doing that, I'll talk about yoga. So I actually got an email from the teacher of the yoga courses, and she's like, hey, just wanted to check in. Is everything okay? I took that as a sign as maybe I should start that back up again. Even though I have it for a year, I'm getting my yoga teaching license, and it's not that I don't love yoga, because I do, but I've been so out of that world since COVID hit that I just haven't been able to, like, fully wrap myself back into it. Even though I literally have space in my room where I was going to put down my yoga mat and put up those pictures. How long have I lived in this apartment? I've had those pictures since, like, day 7, and they're still not up on my wall.
Well, I think that we have some interior designing things that we can do to make your room look va-boom.
Oh, yeah. We can do a how-to episode for when we do redecorate my room. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Redecorating with Sierra. Or whatever nickname I come up with for her by then.
Yeah.
All right, talk about it.
So, sleep. Let's talk about it. How fucked up is your sleep?
That's where you went!
Yep. It's how I'm going with it.
I thought you were going to talk about, like, it's so peaceful. It gets the more of it.
No, I'm sorry. Let's talk about the harsh realities that no one talks to you about when you're a kid. First of all, I've apologized to my mom numerous times about how unwilling I was to take naps when I was a child and willing to take them now.
Yeah.
I think
regret is a thing.
Well, here's the thing. I was so young and excited to see life. And now that I've seen life, I'm less excited and I want to take a nap.
I really want to be able to take naps. It's something I strive for, something I aspire to do. But every time I take a nap, I just wake up feeling groggy and, well, hangry.
Yeah.
Because usually I take a nap when I'm hungry.
I think my favorite quote that I've seen from a TikTok video.
Oh, God, here we go.
Was this older woman who had slept in. She's getting into her daughter's car, and her daughter makes the comment, "You slept in pretty late," and she's like, "Yeah, I like sleep. It's like death without the commitment." So I've confirmed even further that I have commitment issues and can't even commit to death. I just fall for its second cousin, sleep. I fall for it every day. My favorite thing is naps. I like to sleep. I like to sleep in. If I've determined at this point, it's going to be really hard for me to have kids, because at this point, I love my sleep so much that I'm just going to, like, nanny?
Get an au pair. Just pretend you live in a place where au pairs are still a thing, and you can just get an au pair.
Yeah, that's pretty much at this point what I need to do.
You just have to move to Paris.
Oh no, the struggle.
I want to move to New Zealand. There's like nothing going on there. It's amazing. You just live your life, be free. There's no, oh my gosh, what do you call like spiders and bugs that try to get you? There's like a word for that.
Devil's pets.
There's no devil's pets in New Zealand. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, there's none of that. And the weather is pretty great and it's green and The Hobbit was filmed there and...
Ugh, I'm not a Lord of the Rings
fan. I never said that I was a Lord of the Rings fan. I just know that The Hobbit was filmed there.
I just feel like if you're going to say stuff like The Hobbit was filmed
there, it makes you... dome houses, they're cute.
Those are cute. However, I'm going to let you know right now, being 16, having to read the book Lord of the Rings, and then having to go to a movie slash costume party and watching that in an itchy ass dress, not going to be a fan favorite moving forward.
Yeah, my boyfriend at the time was incredibly nerdy. I'm pretty sure I dressed up something. There were a lot of parties that I went to. Then he didn't grow up and he ended up owning a game shop. Pretty sure there's...
See, my type is the nerdy boys. Yeah,
and there's a point, though.
There is a point. But yeah, anyway.
The point is now.
But yeah, the point is sleep.
The point is sleep.
I enjoy it. I feel like you guys should enjoy it. If anyone has tips on how to improve the sleep, I track my sleep stuff all the time in Fitbit. It's how I determined that I was a light sleeper. And am trying so hard to figure out how to improve my deep sleep. Because at that point, I feel... a little bit more rested, but then again, I'm anemic and need to be taking my iron pills, and I don't. Let's talk about supplements next week.
Every time I open my Fitbit app and the sleep score, like, celebrates itself, because you've, like...
You get celebrations for your sleep? Mine's like, oh, honey.
I said every time. It hasn't happened every time. It's just, I've seen it a couple times, so I'm like, what is the celebratory joy? And I guess...
It's like, well, I'm glad you feel rested.
I guess, like, an 80 is a good sleep score, and I'm just like... It's like a B. It's almost a B minus.
Yeah.
I don't really know how that's a good sleep score, but here we are.
I just want to find out what that grade A sleep is. I think a new bed is in order for me to maybe test that, because I have a
sleep number. I love it.
I have a 20...
Yeah, you still haven't gotten a new bed.
I have a 28-year-old bed. Yeah. It was a hand-me-down. I am not a fan of
Look,
that.
That's the first bed I ever got that was not someone else's bed.
I know. It's exciting.
Yeah. You know what it's like to sleep on your brother's bed?
Sure does.
Disgusting.
You know what it's like to sleep on your parents' bed?
We're not going to get into family stuff because I found something out this weekend that I need to talk to you off the podcast about. And I'm like, whoa!
And that's all we have, folks.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But,
okay.
Let's talk about...
What you eating?
Okay, instead of having songs for each segment, Sierra will just sing us into it.
Let's go.
Okay, you can start. They're, like, all mine.
I have one. It's the Halloween charcuterie board that I'm starting to be such a fan of. Part of my Target haul that Judy and I went to the other day, I found a tombstone...
it was, like, a platter?
Platter thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Super jazzed. I'm finding all these really cool things on Pinterest on how to do like a Halloween dark vibey charcuterie board, and I'm so about it. Also, I would like to have a charcuterie board like party at some point. I think I sent you the video on TikTok, but they had a charcuterie
board. If you keep party, okay, look, let's just solve this right now. Send me TikToks to my messages. Like a normal person. If you send them through the TikTok app, I don't look at them. And then all of a sudden I log in, I have 28 videos from Sierra.
Well, here's the thing. This is how I express my love. And It's like an extra step that I have to go through to go to you to text that to you. So I just do it through the Teams.
Just telling you to maybe express your love in a different way. Mm.
But no, there was a party that they had where every guest brought a different charcuterie board. One was like pancakes. Another one was like fruit and stuff like that. Like there was a lot of different charcuterie boards. I'm kind of about it. All of the things are pretty much at you at this point.
I know. We can just start with, like, so, it'll be touched on in a segment at a different time, but, what are you doing?
Doing things.
Okay, I'll just leave you to it.
Thank you.
So every morning I have to have green juice.
I'm so sorry.
It's disgusting. I can read you the ingredients list.
Shots.
It's like seven things I don't even like. Papaya, sorry.
There's a lot of things you don't like, though, when it comes to fruit.
That's rude. Just papaya and mango and pineapple. I guess tomato if it's classified as a fruit, if we want to go there.
Not a big fan. I love how you say...
Did I say mango? Because that stuff is nasty.
I think you did mention
mango. It tastes like feet smell, and if you think I'm wrong, you're wrong.
I think that... I'm going to be very different than the population. I'm going to let you say that your opinion matters, and that's your opinion. I have a different matter and a different opinion on it, so I feel like that's fine.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Whereas the population that we have right now is like, my way is the only way, and my opinion is the only opinion. Thank you, millennials.
Oh, God.
That's not my viewpoint. We can have differences. I love mango, and I love... food and fruit. I love all things pretty much except for olives. Fuck olives.
Okay, but then also it has beets in it. It has ground up beets.
Bears.
Like beets powder.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, okay, Dwayne. Dwight.
Dwayne!
I almost called it Dwayne! I'm so sorry!
The office would like to see you out.
I honestly think that there's a spider being built up in the corner. Not like a spider being built, but like a nest. The corner's just a little bit darker, and I'm super freaked out by it because I had this thing that happened in a house I was living in. Nobody listened to me, and I kept saying, there's a thing in the corner that's getting bigger. Like, there's this white thing that's getting bigger.
Yeah.
One time I came home at night, I opened the door. There's, like, hundreds of black specks all over the living room. It was a spider's nest.
Damn.
I slept at a friend's house that night. Or else I would have burnt down my own house, but... okay, so gluten-free bread is nasty. I got a sandwich at Subway. And yes, I'm calling out Subway because, like, this is just a prime example for the gluten-free community and what we don't have. What is that?
Free monitors off of Facebook.
Get some of those.
Yeah, I want one.
Oh my gosh, we're just, like, shopping during podcast time.
You know... I feel actually, like they need to know.
It's free.
Well, they need to know.
Okay, but the gluten-free bread from Subway, it tastes like a rock.
Gluten-free is a rock.
No. No! Should we go back and revisit the fact that last week we talked about how Black Rock has some really good banana bread? I know you hate it. We don't need to get into that.
I don't hate, what, the banana bread?
From Black Rock.
I don't hate it. I prefer grandma's making.
Well, everyone prefers grandma's making. Doesn't mean grandma makes it gluten-free. So.
Yeah, grandma wouldn't know what gluten-free if it hit her. Love you, grandma!
Covering your bases.
Love you.
Yeah. Okay, so coconut milk or coconut water?
I don't know. It depends on what it is in.
Do you like coconut water?
If it's in a smoothie.
So, like, you don't... Okay, so plain coconut water on its own.
I'm not doing shots...
Or plain coconut milk.
Yeah, I'm not over here doing shots of coconut water.
Yeah, but the point of coconut water is, like, you get in those single containers and you drink it individually. It's not, like, something that you necessarily add to stuff.
That's not necessarily true.
When's the last time you made a smoothie?
Would you like to count back on how long it's been since I've had a kitchen? since then.
You can't use a blender?
That means I would have to wash everything, and I don't have I don't have a dishwasher, or I don't have a sink downstairs. I have our bathroom sink.
That's fine.
I'm not using the rinky-dinky little sink to wash off all my stuff. I'm sorry.
I don't know. There's just something I can't get past with coconut water. I don't know what it is, which is probably why you add it to a smoothie, because...
I do have to tell you that there is a coconut smoothie, like, mixture thing that I got from Trader Joe's. Because, of course, I had to try the TikTok natural cereal trend, where you put all of these different fruits and stuff like that, and then you use coconut water, coconut smoothie stuff as, like, milk. And it was really good. I mean, I know other people tried coconut water, but this is, like, coconut smoothie, where it had, like, coconut young mixture and stuff like that. It was really good. Did not hate.
Well, luckily Trader Joe's has that coconut creamer that's actually really good. Doesn't have any sugar. It's just straight up coconut cream.
The coconut whipped cream. That shit's delightful.
Oh my gosh. It's not appealing because it comes in like a brown... Well, it comes in a white can with a brown lid.
Now, if you add...
I get it because coconuts, but it looks like poop.
If you added some green and made it palm trees and made it cute, like an actual like coconut tree... It might have it more appeal, but it's still fucking delicious.
Anyways, about the green juice. I plug my nose when I drink it. All 8 ounces.
You know what? We just need to find you a good chaser.
I chase it with a chalky-ass smoothie afterwards.
I totally thought you were going to say I chase it with a chalky milk afterward, and I was just like, what's the point?
No, I can't even drink milk. No, it's because of that 30s. I'm doing, like, a 30 days to healthy living program, and it's really great. It's great for your gut health, but it's not great for, like, your mouth health because you have to taste all the stuff. The fizzy water is really, really good, and I don't know. Most of it isn't bad, but that green juice, man, I cannot get past it. I can't.
It's like a hard pass.
So gross. All right, Sierra wanted to talk about it. I don't because I'm super depressed about it after finding out, like, an hour ago.
She was the one who put it down.
I put it down this morning.
Yeah, you said it's the mac and cheese festival coming up in Portland.
I might have put it down, like this weekend or something. I don't know when I did, but...
So, tragically, it's sold out.
I'm
Judy looked it up. However, I feel like we could still make do, even though it's not...
We're going to make 7 mac and cheeses.
I think that we can be able to be adventurous and try different stuff, and we'll figure out some different recipes. I know you have to go gluten-free, and you're dairy-free.
Well,
so
technically,
I mean,
the festival's on the 26th, so if we just waited until October 1st...
It's to be determined.
Then I wouldn't be in such a gluten-free area. At the moment.
But yeah. I think
I'll live vicariously through their Instagram page.
We still have the mad scientist. Mac scientist, my bad.
It was actually really good.
It was real good.
The cheeses that they put in. There was some manchego in there.
Manchego.
I love a good manchego.
Okay. I feel like I'm feeling a little flexing moment. We should talk about what we're flexing.
Well, you're feeling flexing moment.
You know, I'm flexing. I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're the one who named the segment.
I'm exhausted. I'm sorry. Did we not talk about the topic of sleep?
Yeah, I think it made you tired.
I'm just so tired.
Okay, you can start with what you're flexing.
So I'm so fucking jazzed about season 3 of You. Hello,
why do you.
You
say it like that.
Because that's how he says it. Hello, yeah. You.
He has a special place in my heart. It's like a spoiler for
I'm
Gossip Girl
so
if you haven't watched it.
Good! Oh my god, yeah. I have some concerns about Dan Humphrey if this is the turns that he takes. I'm just so excited. It looks like, I mean, season 2 trailer, the ending of it, the cliffhanger was so good. So I'm so, I mean, you've seen it, right? All seasons 1, 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so about
Season 1 was so good. Season 1 was so good. Like, it did such a great job. Usually, sometimes the Netflix shows are kind of hit or miss in their first season because
it kind of seems like sometimes they don't know what they're doing, even though they are real actors that have appeared in other things. Mm-hmm. But, like, man, season one of You was so good. It was so, like, grasping, and you just...
Well done. Ugh. Really well done.
I still wish that when Netflix released those kinds of shows that are so gripping and, like... Because, so I was listening to the radio this morning. This is going to be very shocking. Not for you, because you're not there yet, but you need to be prepared. So, yeah, it's about to blow your mind. So they did a study, and...
Of course they did a study.
In your 30s, if you binge watch TV, it actually shrinks your brain.
Talk to my anxiety.
Is that not shocking to you?
No. I feel like they'll find studies on anything that seems like it might be bad.
I'm 3 years into 30, and I'm like... So I've been trying to reel myself back, like, two episodes a night. Get on with your life.
I'm sorry, these are people that would try to convince you that the sky is blue, but it's really purple. Like, they're the people who will try to point out random stupid shit.
Are you being serious? What? About the sky?
Being purple? Surprise, motherfucker!
I feel like you're making a joke and I don't like it.
I just feel like, you know, those studies, I'd like to see more facts about it. I mean, yes.
Well, obviously, I heard it on a radio station.
Oh, yes, I forgot. This is gospel.
No, I just, like, okay, shout out to Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning on Live 95.5 because they make my morning commute, so
I listen to my liked playlist on Spotify.
I also listen to John Jane Rich because it's John Jane Rich, and War of the Roses is, like, my favorite segment.
I don't listen to radio anymore.
I didn't used to until I, like, started commuting, and yeah, my commute is 12 minutes, but... Still, it's so worth it. I'll just sit there and, like, play it. I'll make sure to get in my car at a certain time. All right. And the show that we've both been watching.
Hotel Makeover.
Oh, my God, it's so good. I know. I like how that one girl's like, I don't like winter.
And I was like, same, bitch. Same.
You're in the middle of a freaking winter town with snow and you wanted to do construction. Of course, you're not going to like winter.
I mean, okay, so to be fair, we're, like... She's episode 2, I'm episode 3. I just started it last night, so...
We started episode 3 together. That was episode 2?
That's episode 2. You've only finished 1. We're like, you're like 1.5, baby. 1.5. You're not on an episode, like, you haven't done a full episode of 2 yet.
We were starting episode 3.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Babe, we're watching episode 2. Wow. But I think we're going to have to finish that when we're done with this.
Yeah, probably. It's a good idea.
I haven't had food yet, so yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to get something. I've been watching... I'm going to talk too long about the other one, so I'll start with Ted Lasso. So I've been watching Ted Lasso with boyfriend, and he's the one who wanted to watch it. But I'm, like, super into it. It's about this... soccer team in England, football, my bad. And I feel like I should have, like, said it in a British accent, really brought that out, but here we are, just not doing that. But it's really, really good. I'm surprised at how good it is. But that's just what I'll say, because I don't want to give away spoilers, because everyone's talking about that show, so...
And you can find this on...
Apple TV.
Yeah!
And good old Netflix. Okay, Never Have I Ever. It's like a teen soap opera. It's about high school. I cannot stop watching it. My brain is getting smaller probably watching that show, but also because of the 30 thing. But I love that show.
I think that they need to Paxton. Can they do a study about how, like, COVID has, like, had a huge impact. Maybe our brains grew during the pandemic because we were doing anything, and maybe this was, I don't know, I'm just going to say that COVID is just a wash.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that. But okay, never have I ever. Oh, my gosh.
Is that where the guy can be able to take off his shirt through one armhole? Like, that's the trend on TikTok, and I've attempted it because I was like, hey.
Okay, look, I'm just saying, so Paxton is...
What do with it?
Paxton is just, is like, portraying a senior in high school. He's well into his 20s, I'm fairly certain.
Babe, they're always in their 20s.
Yeah, I haven't looked it up, but I'm pretty sure. Anyways, there's this scene in a few episodes back that I just watched in season 2 where his table is, like, having an issue underneath the leg, so he takes it into the wood shop, and they have him take his shirt off, and for some reason they've, like, oiled his body, because his body does not look like that in real life, and he's, like, a Magic Mike moment. Where they play, like, sexy music, and he's, like, going to town with it, the sander, and he's, like, flexing his abs, and it's all right.
What episode was this on?
I'll give you the details later. I've only watched it once.
Fucking liar. Fucking liar. You have totally seen that more than once. You've fallen asleep to it. You're like... Caress me in my arms, Paxton. Hello.
I can't. No.
I got some standing projects for you.
I actually do have standing projects, strangely enough. I just took my sander back to my parents, so I need some help.
Insert the song Pony.
Don't even get me started on that, because Channing Tatum and his wife. I just am still not over it.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
Breaks my heart. Okay, so let's talk about it because we do have a couple. You can go. I'll go first with mine, and then you can go, and then I'll go again.
For what?
Pet peeves.
Ah. All right.
Da 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 da.
All right. Well,
my downstairs neighbor, who pulled a Mr. Heckles yesterday.
What did he do now?
He took a broom and hit the ceiling. Because I was playing my Alexa too loud.
I'm sorry, bro. Your 420 is too loud.
I don't understand what the situation is. Like, you know someone lives above you. I almost said I was a single lady listening to my Alexa.
You're an individual
person. I'm an independent woman living alone with a cute-ass fireplace and floor model place
floor situation.
Floor plan. Yeah, I don't know. It was so rude. I was so bothered by it, mostly because, like, you know, he's done some really shady stuff, and I'm pretty sure he just lives at home, like, in that apartment 24/7. I don't see him leave very often.
We can definitely smell him, that's for sure.
Gosh, he smokes. I don't even want to talk about it. My landlord says that it's because of, like, a fire that happened. And I'm sorry.
Was there a marijuana ghost that happened in that joint? Because
it's so ridiculous. He has a Bob Marley flag when you walk into his apartment.
I'm sure is there like an AC/DC or something? There's a lot of stuff hanging out of the window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like Kiss or something.
Yeah.
But, my gosh. It's so frustrating. But anyway, it's just driving me crazy because I've been super kind. I've been super nice.
We had to look past the 420 blaze.
Sometimes I have played my Alexa a little bit loud just because I'm not pleased with his lying and saying that he's not smoking when this is a no smoking property, and I've seen him fucking doing it on the balcony.
Well, you can even smell just the 420
coming
through.
I don't even care about the marijuana part. Like, he smokes cigarettes. And that stuff is nasty.
Well, if you're smoking weed, what's gonna stop you?
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
So, my pet peeve, I have to say, is dating apps.
Just this week or, like, for just your life?
Forever. Forever. I noticed that I'm starting to, like, I need to probably go to therapy because
for dating apps,
just maybe beyond that, but at least to narrow down my dating choices. So I, like, I had swiped right on a guy, and I'm like, he looks really cute, he looks really familiar, and I was like, ah, he reminds me of my ex. And I'm like, you know, and I started thinking about it, you know, to kind of breaking my day down in the shower later that night. I'm just talking to myself, and I'm thinking, I obviously could not go on a date with him. Because I'd already kind of been there, done that, and it's, you know, it's like watching an original horror film when you first date your ex. Like, when you, when it's good, like, it's great and everything, but when you break up, it's like a horror film. And I don't need to see the remake of that horror film with a different actor. So,
okay, what's your best, worst dating story from an app? And then I'll give mine.
I mean, we talked about it last time.
I know. We did talk about it on here.
Yes, we did.
What was it?
Dead Dad or Diaper
Yeah,
but, Boy?
Oh, yeah, you didn't really dive into it. I do remember a little bit.
I don't want to give out too much deets,
I know. It's not like someone's going to find these people on the internet. They're far and few between.
Went out on a date with a guy. We had a really great time. I mean, it wasn't terrible. We went to OMSI during their body exhibit. That was horrifying. That was horrifying. Never do that. Never do that.
I feel like I did that once, but as a youth.
It's the worst. Especially for a first date. Especially when their dad is dying and they know it. They're out of town. Yeah, a lot of red flags that I kind of overlooked. But then his dad died 10 minutes after our date, and I made like Casper and ghosted him. it was like
ghosting,
out of there.
Brought to you by Sierra if you want some tips.
I was thinking about, like, how cute would it be to get a little ghost tattoo? And I'm like, oh god, I gotta get a therapist.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm an Aquarius. I'm known for ghosting. Diaper Boy. At least alleged Diaper Boy.
Are you telling two stories?
Yeah, I feel like we want to talk. You want to talk about
Diaper Boy. No, go for it.
Diaper Boys.
I didn't go out with Diaper Boy. I went out with I'm Secretly Gay Boy.
I will trade you Secretly Gay Boy for Diaper Boy. You have a lot more unquestioned answers. Did I say that right?
No.
Questions and unanswered questions. I said that right. You have more questions than I do about it. I think that this guy that I went on a date with, it wears diapers. He wore two-piece child pajamas.
He was sending her selfies with, like, it clearly in the picture, but, like, not so much.
It's very,
like,
subtle.
He wanted her to ask about it.
It's like a peekaboo moment.
Yeah, it was not. It was not. I was not about that.
I mean, I had some questions when I got a selfie of an upside down, awkward, cheesy face, a little bit of diaper showing, two-piece pajama set, and baby powder sitting on the bed. I had some questions.
That is probably a fetish, like, being a baby. I don't want to downplay anyone's fetish. If that's, like, your thing, good for you. More power to you.
But here's the thing. I don't want to be a stepmama. I don't want to be a pretend mama. We're not going to do that.
It's true. It's true.
But yeah. So my dating life sucks. Dating apps are not my favorite. I mean, and obviously, there's no marriage on the horizon. It's the worst. I'm 27. I feel like my parents at this point were further along than I am at this point. I'm still living at home. My parents had their first house. They were on their second kid.
Well, the housing market is absolute shit right now. That's a different topic.
But that's a very different topic. I mean, I'm definitely not far along at all. I haven't had a boyfriend in
a long time.
Sure.
Look, well, I've consistently had a boyfriend for the last, I don't know, like 13 years.
Yeah.
Like sporadically through that time, and it hasn't been a walk in the park either. I'm 33!
What I have to say, I think, about pet peeves too is when you're in a relationship for so long, but then what's next?
But, like, what is so long?
I don't know. I think that maybe, like, 2 years or so is at the point that I feel like you've paid for the subscription long enough. You went past the 60-day trial. I mean,
I just, my thing is, like, what do you expect to see from that person in another window of time? Like, if you've been dating the person for 2 years, you've seen so much with them, especially given the time that we're in now. We can just talk about that because it's a very different, I mean, we're in a pandemic. So, like, being with someone during a pandemic for that time, like, you've seen so much of them. So, like, what are you waiting for?
People during the pandemic have been together. They dated for, like, what, 3 months? And then they were forced to move in together. And then they lived through a pandemic together. And then they got
together.
Yeah, so you quarantine together. And then you get, all of a sudden, they're getting married. I mean, look at Ariana Grande and...
Yeah, her person.
And some other people who've gotten, like, one of my good friends got married. They were forced to move in together during the pandemic.
Two of my last friends. Yeah. So I am currently my last not married friend.
In your age bracket. Hello.
In my friend group, you weren't in the picture until like a year ago, and I could still say that. Yes, it's different now.
Well, hello, sunshine.
Hello. I'm just saying, like, it's just... Well, that's my pet peeve going into this week is still not being engaged.
I still can't fucking believe you said it. But here we are.
Why don't we just say what we're thinking?
Yeah. I mean, my pet peeve, I'm really upset that you're not engaged right now, too. I mean, if we're going to be quite honest.
I think you might be more upset about it than I am.
I'm probably closer to proposing to you at this point.
It's true.
I mean, I have a key to your place.
It's true. You've checked all of the boxes.
I have all of your passwords at this point for...
To what?
You've given me access to your phone.
That's true. Ergo,
I set things up for you.
That's true.
All of your Alexa devices, all of your Fitbit, I let you use my email. You have my codes for my phone. I mean, at this point...
Yeah,
I mean, I understand. If we go braless...
I have, like, a rose gold.
My ring size...
My ring size is 8. I need a rose gold something.
What would you do for a wedding ring, out of curiosity? Like, I'm curious. What's your vibe? What's your aesthetic?
My vibe is rose gold. I'm super in love with it. I'm not a gold person. I'm not a silver person. I really like rose gold. And I know that's super ridiculous because you know me. Everything in my life is rose gold. But there's just something really elegant about it.
So let me ask you, like, if you had a wedding ring or an engagement ring, rose gold would be something you would want to commit to for the rest of your life.
Correct.
All right.
Straight up. Now tell me, do you really want to?
What, mine?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't think this question was going to come up, did you?
Baby, I'm sorry. Let me just be real with you. I don't have a boyfriend to think about. These things don't, like, suddenly appeal to me. They did when I was in a relationship, but I haven't been in a relationship for 5+ years.
Yeah, but you are a girl. You, like, still think about those things.
No.
It's just like when you're in a relationship and you're in a committed relationship,
you think about
those things a little bit more.
I'm going to be honest. I'm more worried about getting dick at this point than getting an engagement ring.
Still a topic on my plate.
I'm sorry. deviated. We're going to get a lot of male followers. They're like, hi.
Yeah, tell you what to do and what not to do.
I think an engagement ring, I would probably like an unrefined gemstone, like, ring. Like, like quartz, smoky quartz.
The topic has been recently lab-made diamonds or, like, nature-made diamonds.
Right. Natural diamonds. I don't know. I think natural is fine, but for me, I don't need an actual, like, pretty gems, like, a diamond. I mean, I worked in the diamond...
I don't know that I want a diamond either.
Just, like, I worked in the
special.
I worked in fine jewelry at Macy's. which is absolute shit. I'm sorry. Your clear-cut diamonds are so cloudy that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball would like to have their clouds back because it's so disgusting.
I worked at Target, sometimes in the jewelry section. I know.
That's not jewelry.
I know. But the men didn't know.
But I would like a dark, I think a dark gemstone, or I've seen some really pretty, like, smoky quartz.
Yes! Okay. I want
For those who don't know.
Anyone's listening.
I just winked because I got her covered.
Yeah.
We're going to plan this
Go
together.
To the jewelry shop right now.
Run.
They're closed. It's 9 o'clock at night.
It's actually 9:40. It's almost 10.
It's fine. I need a snack.
Haven't had dinner, so yeah. I'm tired. Yeah.
We should get a snack.
Snack.
We've talked about everything we want to talk about.
Except for, though, I do have to say, you did put down things that we're doing with our bodies as a category.
To be fair, I did talk about the 30 days thing already.
But can we talk about the most important topic that you put down is paying for the gym membership, but not actually going? Where do you stand on that?
Because not standing in the gym.
Definitely not standing in the gym. I don't feel comfortable going into the gym, but I have active and fit.
But for COVID.
For COVID, yes.
Yes, yes. I thought you meant in general, and it's like, no, it's okay. They've gotten better in there.
No, before the pandemic, I got on a really, like, intense workout spree. I was working out. I was working out about 4 to 6 times a week for more than 3 hours. And that was not including my shower time. Like, I was doing a bunch of different other things.
Shower time is included in a workout? Doing some flex in there while you're shampooing?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
It is working your muscles, trying to get out of those sweaty clothes.
I understand.
And then having to look at your body. It's much worse. But I lost 15 pounds before the pandemic. I
was so gained that plus more from working at the freaking
job. Yeah, so.
I understand.
I think that, you know, but I have Active and Fit, and I'm grandfathered in for $25 a month for any gym that I could go to. I don't know if that's still my plan. I kind of need to do some investigating on that.
Well,
I
looked at mine, and I do belong to Active and Fit. I do belong to LA Fitness and Snap 24-hour. And I stopped going to LA Fitness because there's, like, this group of 4 people that do, like, they move around the weights together. It's super intimidating, and I didn't need that in my life. And
see,
part
of the Active and Fit, and I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it. I love Active and Fit. You pay a little bit of a higher upfront. You pay your initiation fees and stuff like that.
$75.
It's $75.
But it's your initiation fee, your first and your last month.
Correct. And so it's $25 a month to pretty much go. It's done through your insurance. You can pretty much go anywhere
you
want.
And you haven't been on it lately, but they have Active Fit Plus now. So you can add So you can add like $20 or whatever to your membership if you want to go to like Club Pilates or Cycle Bar or things like that. Yeah. It's really exciting. They have like short packages. Like you can take 7 classes. But it's really cool because you don't have to commit to it.
See, with Active and Fit, I created my perfect gym.
Yeah.
LA Fitness, I like to go for the pool, the hot tub, and
the sauna.
Well, those
are closed right now, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, but what I'm saying is pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
I created my perfect gym. I had LA Fitness for the pool, for the sauna, for the hot tub. That's pretty much it. Those are the only amenities that I liked at LA Fitness. Planet Fitness is probably my favorite gym to go to. The hydro massage.
Yeah, for sure.
The hydro massage bed. I call it the Jigglypuff machine, but it's... I can't even remember what the name of it actually is. It's like a...
Yeah, you stand on it and it jiggles you.
It jiggles!
It's great. It's great.
And the tanning booth there. And then I just...
Yeah.
I appreciated all the amenities that Planet Fitness has to offer. But yeah, those were probably my 2, like, well-created gyms that I really liked. Because there's a Planet Fitness near work. And I would just go.
There's a Planet Fitness that they're building right down the street.
I know.
If they open it, I'll totally go. So it just, it keeps saying coming soon, and I don't believe them.
Well, it's my favorite gym. Also, I am a part of the YMCA in Sherwood, and I liked their classes that they offered.
Yeah, they haven't been offering a lot of them.
No. Because I wasn't going to go into their pool.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids. A lot of pee. A lot of chlorine.
Emphasis sent on the pee for pool. But yeah. For sure. But yeah. All right, well, I think.
Do you have anything else?
I don't know. I just miss you guys.
Who?
I don't know, people. I hate people, but I love people. The
general population. Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
It's a love-hate relationship. Well, I am so glad you guys were able to join on with us on this podcast. If, you know, at this point, I know we're still kind of new, but if we have anybody who's listening right now, we just want to thank you for chilling on. Yes, Judy makes fun of me. She's crying right now not to crack up.
We had 15 people last week, so.
What the fuck? I'm sorry. My God. I'm so sorry, people. Okay. Love you. That was probably two of us. It was just you and me listening to our own podcast. You
Over again? No. I only listened to it like three times. So just three of them were me.
Oh my God, I can't. But yeah, no. Please, of course, tune in with us next time. Sure, we'll find some more crazy shit to talk about next week. But
oh, for sure.
We love you guys. Thank you. Have a fabulous, fabulous Monday.
Yeah. Except for, oh yeah, it is Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
It's fine.
It's the start of the week, people.
All right.
All right.
Bye.